A study just released offers a unique insight into what life has been like for parents of Pasifika and Māori students in lockdown. Researchers interviewed 134 parents during the first week of lockdown to hear about their experiences. And we're joined now by Canterbury University Pasifika Kaiārahi Tufilasi Taleni from the College of Education, Health and Human Development to find out more. Tufilasi, hello.
Hello, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you. What was your role in this study?
Well, my role really as the study was very much, led by the evaluation associates, and I come in to bring the Pasifika flavour, put it that way, bring the Pasifika perspective into the study, Jesse.
Great. And all parents have found their own challenges during lockdown, but can you tell me about some of the particular challenges that Pasifika parents have faced?
I think there's quite a few challenges, really. As we know that, I think the experience of this magnitude, a horrendous experience by parents. Not all parents actually experience the same. Some others cope a lot better than others in this particular situation. But I think some of the key challenges, really, that our parents, I think, while coping with trying to cope with health and well-being is such an important aspect of trying to cope at home. But at the same time, I think parents have that fear of their children not achieving qualification or even meet curriculum expectation at the end of the day, particularly when that time comes to go back. And, I think it's try to cope, really, just in terms of, the financial situation kicks in. A lot of that bring a lot of stress. I can actually see the experience and appearance caught in the rip, if you like. Pressures coming from everywhere, really, while trying to manage this school-led learning at home.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of what you're talking about there is anxiety, not so much that their children are falling behind, but the worry and stress that might be going to happen.
Absolutely, yes, of course, a lot. As you know, so many different factors contributing to that. I mentioned before, financial situation, job loss, all that kinds of things that actually cause a lot of stress for parents. And at the same time, it is still at the back of their mind, as specific parents always have a high expectation for their children to perform well. And that fear of not meeting the curriculum expectation at the end, or everything that's important really for them, and actually causing. And the other thing really is, that fear of not having the, particularly some of them, they come straight from the island. Parents not having a formal education to have that good understanding of our New Zealand education system terminology, the content of subjects, to be able to support their children at NCA level and all that. I think all adds up, Jesse.
Yeah, you talk about schools being not always, I think your phrase is not always emotionally and spiritually or culturally and spiritually responsive to Pasifika students. Can you explain a bit what you mean by that?
Yeah, I think that's one of the positives, really, for parents' perspective. I think having their children at home, because they can provide, some time, they see that not happening. And I'm not saying that, all schools, in some schools, depending on these parents who responded to the survey. So that's one of the positives coming strongly, really, from some of the parents, that they feel that their children are in a culturally safe environment and also spiritually responsive environment. But I think that is one of the things that they always conscious about, Pasifika parents, making sure that when they are at school, the programs are very much reflect on their cultural aspects and spiritual aspects, because the Pasifika parents know that that is very much a lever for for engagement. Their children will engage well when they see themselves in the curriculum designed by schools and also the context that is very much presented to them.
So how is everybody feeling about this coming Monday and a return to school?
Well, I think it's very much a lift for many parents. But I think I speak for many Pacifica parents. I can speak really, and for my experience as a Pacifica parent myself, and I can sense that from a lot of our Pacifica parents actually feel good about that. Really going back to school, ease up some pressures. They feel responsible. Because that's another big thing really for parents. They kind of feel that if the children are not achieving, they feel that they are contributing to that not achieving coming through from a research in some of the voices that we saw.
Well, what a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you for doing this research and for coming on to share it with us today. Canterbury University Pacifica Kai Arahi to Felasi Taledi from the College of Education, Health and Human Development. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.